This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We didn't really do... I touched on it a little bit yesterday. The Eli Manning thing, and I know it's such a conversation, and we were good with the calls today, so I didn't want to, but like, the Eli Manning situation, and I know Giant fans, and we've done a lot of Giants today, have a real tough time with this. I understand he's a Hall of Famer. I think we all agree, but I was listening to Moose. I agree with him. I have no problem if it takes Eli Manning a couple of years. I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I love him too. And those two Super Bowl runs put him in the Hall of Fame. There is no question in my mind. Playing every week, those two runs, the way he played in those games. I said yesterday, I tell you that that throw to Manningham in the second Super Bowl is the best throw in NFL history. He's got signature moments, signature games, you know, in the freezing cold when it looked like Tom Coughlin's face was going to just burn right off. It was so cold out. Like, that signature game, him and Plaxico in that game, obviously the 49er game, getting his ass kicked, helmet sideways, bleeding all over the place, still making big plays. Like, absolutely, signature moments. The, you know, the Hail Mary at half to take the lead against the 16-1 Packers and Aaron Rodgers on the road. Big, big moments. The helmet catch in the first Super Bowl, and then the Manningham throw in the second Super Bowl. Just incredible along the way. Signature great moments that won those championships. He deserves to be a Hall of Famer. But Drew Brees is going to be in this same class with him. Is there a debate who belongs in the Hall of Fame more? Like, Eli Manning was not Drew Brees. Eli Manning was not Aaron Rodgers. Eli Manning was not his brother. Eli Manning was not Tom Brady. Eli Manning was not Ben Roethlisberger. Eli Manning was not these guys. He just wasn't. It's okay to say it. It's okay to love them and still say it, right? We love guys in this town who just win when in the moment's on the line, right? Derek Jeter, perfect Hall of Famer, no doubt. 3,000 hits, no doubt. Best shortstop ever, no doubt. But, like, Derek Jeter wasn't Alex Rodriguez. Derek Jeter wasn't Aaron Judge. Derek Jeter isn't Albert Pujols. Derek Jeter isn't some of the players of his generation. He was up for maybe two MVPs, maybe, right? He should have won the one in 2006 when Justin Morneau won it. But he was never the most talented player in the league. But he was great in the biggest moments. He was extremely good all year long, and then the same in the big moments. Now, he was better than Eli Manning was, no doubt. But I'm just trying to say, we love guys like that who perform in the biggest moments. You don't have to be great all the time. Bernie Williams isn't a Hall of Famer, but we love him because he was clutch. And Eli Manning kind of falls into that category. He was never an MVP candidate. He was never a top five quarterback in the league. And he played in a generation where there's a lot of them. And Drew Brees is up in the same class. Drew Brees is going to get in before him. I don't think Eli's getting in this year. And that's okay. He's going to get in, and he belongs in. But you have to at least, I know the conversation is can get angry with people, and I understand why, because I love him too. Love him. But on this one, Giant fans, you have to understand the other side to this conversation. He was just not that guy. They never won 13, 14 games. They were never that kind of team with him. He didn't guarantee them that kind of team. Aaron Rodgers was winning 13 games. It didn't matter who you put around him. They didn't have to draft a wide receiver his entire career there. Like, he was going to turn wide receivers great. He was going to be the guy. They were going to win 13 games. Manning was going to win 13 games. Brady was going to win 12, 13 games in a division. That was not Eli Manning. Just wasn't. And I think there's enough guys on the list this year where he's probably not going to get in again. I think we're going to have the same conversation next year. 888-808-1019. Peter and Clark. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Chris. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Happy New Year to you. Good, good. How are you?
Good. So, a couple weeks ago, the Giants had the number one draft pick, and they beat the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is this. Now I understand, I listened to the radio today, and I understand that if the Raiders, if the Giants win against the Cowboys, and a couple other teams lose, then the Giants can actually go down to the number seven draft pick?
That is how we open the show today, Peter. That's exactly how I open the show. Yes, and let me give you the teams. Right now ahead
can
of
you
them,
do it?
Right now ahead of them, Tennessee. These are the teams with three wins who are right behind them in the draft order. Tennessee, and they're at Jacksonville. Arizona, they're at the Rams. The Jets, with three wins, are at Buffalo. And Washington and Cleveland with four wins, Washington at Philadelphia, Cleveland at Cincinnati. And because of strength of schedule, if the Giants get their fourth win this week against the Cowboys, those teams would jump them too. So every one of those teams I gave you, Washington, Cleveland, Tennessee, Arizona, and the Jets, every one of them that wins, or loses rather, if the Giants win, every one of those teams that lose would jump the Giants. And if all of them lose, that would be all of them, and the Giants would be picking seventh in the draft this year. Yes.
So I have to wish for the Giants to lose to the Cowgirls? This is terrible.
Peter?
This is just terrible.
Where were you when I was getting bombarded with calls who told me I was being silly? Where were you at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Pete? Because I agree with you. This is freaking terrible. This is absolutely atrocious. This is the worst way to start the new year I could think. I have to root for the Cowboys to beat the Giants, and the Cowboys aren't going to play their quarterback, and the Giants have told us, Kafka said today when he met the media, that they are going to treat this game like every other game. They're going to play full tilt, and they're going to go out and try and win this football game, and the Cowboys aren't going to care about it, and the Giants could be drafting seventh. Every one of those teams are on the road. Now, I don't know how Philadelphia is going to handle it. I don't know if Joe Burrow with his foot issue is going to play every second of that game. Jacksonville is locked up. The Rams are battling. I think the Rams are going to play against Arizona, to be fair, because they have really struggled as of late the last 2 weeks, blowing leads and then, you know, playing terrible against the Falcons in front of the whole country on Monday night. And they do have a chance to move up for seeding. And Buffalo would never want to lose to the Jets. And I don't know if the Jets are capable of beating the Buffalo Bills backups right now. But again, Washington, Cleveland, Tennessee, Arizona, the Jets, all of them on the road. Any one of them lose and the Giants win, they jump them. They could be picking, as far as I understand, the Giants could be picking anywhere from 1 to 7. If they lose, and I think, yeah, someone put it out. Let me give you that real quick because I took a picture of it on my iPhone. That's right, I have an iPhone. I have a smartphone. I'm bougie. All right, so if the Giants lose to the Cowboys, which I'm telling you we all have to root for, if they lose and the Raiders lose, they get the second pick. If the Giants lose, they still have a chance to get the first pick, but this is how, you know, ridiculous it is. If the Giants lose, the Raiders have to win. And then two of the following things need to happen. So get ready. Write it down. You ready? If the Giants lose and the Raiders lose, excuse me, and the Raiders win and beat Kansas City, Seattle needs to beat Seattle beating San Francisco, Cleveland beating Cincinnati, Atlanta beating New Orleans, and Chicago beating Detroit. If two of those things happen, any two, then the Giants would get the number one pick. So that's what they would need to get the number one pick. They need to lose, the Raiders need to win, and then two of four things need to occur to get the number one pick still. So there is, I mean, that the idea of getting the first overall pick is on life support. But it is possible, I suppose. They can get the number two pick if the Giants, if Vegas loses. But yes, at any point, the Giants could pick one through seven. Every one of those teams, Washington, Cleveland, Tennessee, Arizona, and the Jets, any one of them lose, they jump the Giants. All of them lose, the Giants are picking seventh. Who needs this going into the year? We went 16 weeks, right? And I use the reference. It's like Andy Dufresne crawling through the tunnel of crap. 16 weeks through a tunnel of crap watching this football team. Watching them blow leads, devastating losses. The Cowboys in week two. Watching Russell Wilson not be able to function. Then watching Jackson Dart show us something and then immediately losing these games. Then he gets concussed. They fire the coach. Kafka's even worse. Tough loss after tough loss. Getting beat up by New England. Just the disaster of the season. And then having it at our fingertips. It was right there. We had the number one pick on the one quarterback. We watched Mendoza win the Big Ten championship, get hurt early in the game, come back like a tough son of a gun, make big throws late at the end of the game, win the Big Ten championship. He's going to be the guy everybody wants, and we have the number one pick. All of this will be worth something. We'll trade it for three, four first-round picks, and we'll go about filling out this roster with a young quarterback and a brand-new head coach. They're chanting, fire Tomlin. Who knows about John Harbaugh? Like, this whole thing could work out. It was right there on our fingertips. Then we beat the Raiders and now we could be picking seventh? I had to go through this whole miserable Giants football season and now they could be picking seventh when they had the number one pick in their hands? And I got to root for them to lose to the Cowboys? This stinks. It stinks on ice. And it's not a good way to go into the new year. I'm supposed to be happy. Big things coming up. Big year for me. And I'm not happy about this. This sucks. Be honest with you. So, I know it's just, hey, player, I'm just telling you, the Dallas Cowboys have made it clear, right? Jerry Jones went on his radio show. They said they were starting Dak, and then Jerry Jones went on this radio show and talked about, well, you know, we're starting him, but there's a game plan, and we'll say, like, they're going to pull Dak Prescott. They are not going to play their guys. They cut Trayvon Diggs for whatever reason. They don't care about this game. And you know what? The Giants should reciprocate. There is no Jackson Dart does not have to play this entire game. Wandell Robinson was mispracticed today with a rib injury. Wandell, I wish you the best. You've put enough on tape. You've got your 1,000 yards. God bless you in free agency. I'm interested in bringing you back, but we'll see you next year. Theo Johnson out with an illness. Carter out with an illness. Get better. Chicken soup. See you next year. Abdul Carter sick, as I said. Dexter Lawrence has been dealing with an elbow injury all year, still recovering from last year. No need to play. Burns, you've got enough sacks this year. You've already proven yourself. You're a Pro Bowler. You're one of the best edge rushers in the sport right now. Thank you very much. You want to play for a drive? Let's go. Then we're out. We're out. They need this top pick. They need. It's one thing to lose from one to two, right? You could tell me Dante Moore is going to come out from Oregon. He's going to be just as highly touted as Mendoza. They could make the pick from two. They could make a big trade from two. Fine, but they can't fall all the way down to seven. It would be a disaster. It would be an absolute disaster. Who needs it? Not me. Jimmy in Dix Hills. What's up, Jimmy?
Great show. I'm really looking forward to listening to you. I'm a New York City teacher, and I sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the LIE. And I'm really looking forward to listening to you every single day on the way home.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Looking forward to talking to you, Jim.
Two quick ones on the coaches. Aaron, and Aaron Glenn should be fired, right? Not mm-hmm. for what he said, but just simply for thinking that saying my team is so proud of the fact that we haven't had a field goal block. If you're that dumb and you think that, like, he pulled it out of his pocket.
It's getting embarrassing. I hate to be that guy, but it's getting embarrassing. Like, that's an embarrassing comment. I'm with you. The idea, we haven't had a field goal block the entire year.
I mean, come on. I mean, what? And you think that that's certainly a good thing. Like, are you kidding me? And one on the Giants. So, I don't want McCarthy. I know he's got a history, but I think when Rodgers left there, he was very specific on why he was a terrible coach. I mean, he really ripped him. And he had one of the greatest quarterbacks. He had great offensive coordinators. I think he's an okay coach. I think, like you said, maybe we'll get to, 500, or you can't get to 500 from close. I want Shula, because let's look at Shula. He took the Rams defense. They only have two first-round picks. They do not have a good defense as far as talent. And look what he's doing with them. He's making them really good. And he's young. And that's what I want. I want Shula to take this. But
he's also blowing a lot of leads. He's also blowing a lot of leads.
But he has a lot of talent. Yeah. We have talent. We have a very good defense. They just have to be, it has to be fixed. And we need somebody who's going to, we need a junior Coughlin who's going to really step on next and say, you know what? We already know what Dable let this go. We have the stories later on. I mean, this guy was terrible. He was like a friend to them. We don't need that. We need somebody to step
in. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I hear you. I don't know. I don't know if today's athlete needs that, works that with that way. I just don't know. I mean, you could say it all you want. That's what we need. We need an old-fashioned, get in your face, yell at you, Do you think Liam Cohen is like that? Do you think Ben Johnson is like that? I think they need a good coach. That's what I think they need. They come in all different shapes and sizes, and all different ways of doing things. They don't need a disciplinarian necessarily. I'm not dismissing the idea that they could use one or that one would be effective, but, and again, I'm not going to a defensive coordinator. Just not doing it. Not without head coaching experience? Absolutely not. Not doing it. I want the coach and the quarterback working together, hand in hand, to bring in the new year. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And we are coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Will come back, continue to take your calls. Only a half hour left as we take you to 7 o'clock and Ricky Ricardo right here on this New Year's Eve, right here on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I got the idea midway through to play songs from New Year's Eve that were the number one song in the country, and then we started doing championship years. 1986, the last time the New York Mets were reigning MLB champions, last time they were World Series champs, 1986, December 31st, 1986, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals. It's been a long time. Playing all these songs from these teams. We need new championships around here. Need new championship songs. Let's go. But yeah, 1986, December 31st, Walk Like an Egyptian, the biggest song in the country. Let's go back to the calls here for the final half hour or so. Rich in Scranton, what's up, Rich?
Hey, Chris. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I just want to say Mark Gastineau was in that video too.
Was he?
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to get to when you were talking, you were correct about the Yankees before, but I just want to give you two teams, though, from the 80s that should have been in the playoffs, but they didn't have a wild card, the 85 sure. and 86 team.
No, absolutely.
But
you want me to give you, but that goes both ways, though. And, you know, here comes my Yankee shilling.
I understand.
Because those teams could have been in the playoffs, absolutely. But again, you know, we hearken back to all the old championships. All they had to do was have the best record in the American League, and they were in the World Series. They didn't have to play any playoff rounds. They didn't have to worry about any short series. They didn't have to run into any hot pitcher. Like, it's just, the Yankees would probably have more championships if all they had to do was have the best record in the American League and win. And I bet you the Yankees would treat it differently. I bet you the Yankees would go out and spend more money and build a better team if they thought all they had to do was have the best record in the American League during the regular season and be right in the World Series.
Yeah, that's a good one. But hey, listen, when the Yankees started getting there, remember, it was done by great scouting, the great Stick Michaels, mm-hmm. and the trade for getting Paul O'Neill from Cincinnati was the big start for the Yankees' success. Mm-hmm. And no matter which way you spin it,
you're exactly... The beginning of that team, yes.
David and like you were saying,
the part of the to get him. There's a couple of them, but yes, Paul O'Neill. No
right, doubt. Right. But that's the great thing about that, though. There was no Judge. There was no Soto. It was chemistry. Those guys right there were incredible. Mm-hmm. Bernie Williams, to me, he don't have to be in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame being a Yankee fan.
Sure.
It was all chemistry. That's what you need. And
you need great
Atlanta
players. Pitching. They were pretty good players. I mean, and again, on that team, they're not necessarily judged, but I mean, they had Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter, who between the two of them had one person didn't vote for them to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean,
yeah,
they didn't. They had some great players.
Tough said there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two icons of baseball. But other than that, though, it's just crazy. Everybody's like talking about getting rid of the GM. You just got to get good scouting. You got to get lucky. I mean, they talk about Atlanta's pitching during the 90s, but I'll tell you what. I'll take the 98 pitching from the Yankees over any of those pitchers from Atlanta. Well, you have Cone, Pettit. You have El Duque, Wells. And that bullpen was unstoppable. What Rivera.
Well, I mean, Mike Steiner, that's the difference.
Jeff Nelson, Jeff Lloyd.
That's the difference. But you're talking, I mean, none of those pitchers outside of Mariano Rivera were Hall of Famers. None. The Atlanta Braves had three. They have Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz. That 98 team had a great rotation, no doubt. You can't tell me. I mean, come on. Greg Maddox is one of the great pitchers. What was it? Four consecutive Cy Youngs. John Smoltz and Glavine. That's a better rotation than the Yankees had. I appreciate the Yankees. Again, I'm a Yankee fan. I love the 98 Yankees. And it was a great rotation, no doubt. And maybe for that 1 year in the way they pitched, you could argue, sure. But like overall, I mean, the Brave rotation, the reason they didn't win is because they didn't have the bullpen. If they had Mariano Rivera, they would have won multiple championships, without question. Chipper Jones says that all the time. Every time I watch an interview with Chipper Jones talking about those teams, he says that he's like, the difference is they had Mariano Rivera, we didn't. That was a huge. Their bullpen, you know, they're you know, Mark Wohler's hanging sliders to Jim Leyritz. Dave in Watertown, Connecticut. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how are you? Congratulations on your new show. Hope it goes well for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I just want to say a couple things about the Jets.
Sure.
I'm not going to defend Aaron Glenn, but why he deserves another chance. But before we get to that, I'm never a fan of tanking games, but the Jets have, just like the Giants have nothing to gain by winning on Sunday, the Jets absolutely have nothing to gain by beating Buffalo, so I
Correct.
Hope they don't.
Yep.
And if I think if the Giants lose, or if the Giants win and we lose, we jump up to two?
Correct. Well,
I think that's
I'd have to double check. That's not entirely true because I think, I believe Tennessee, let me double check that. Hold on.
Well, we're ahead of Tennessee now, so we're number three right now. So I would think.
If you're number three right now, let me.
I think that's our best case. And in that case, you're great because, I want to Mendoza, but it looks like the Raiders will probably most likely take him. But still, you get to keep all your picks if you're number two.
Yeah, I think you're right. And go to plan B
as far as the quarterback goes. Now,
David, this is your call. Please.
All right.
Go.
Thank you, sir. Now, I would say, as far as Aaron Glenn, I know a lot of people are ragging on him, getting down. Maybe they should get rid of him. I'm just draw a little analogy. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Bill Parcells, but after Bill Parcells' his first season with the Giants, he was 3-12-1. Everybody wanted to run him out of town. Glenn hasn't had a quarterback all year. Halfway through the year, they trade away, which was a good move. I think Muji made a good way trading away the two best defensive players, lowing up on picks. Your best wide receiver's been out for half the year. I think, and there's three good things I can say about the Jets this year. One, they had pretty good special teams.
Yep.
The offensive line, I think I read somewhere that they're the only team in the league who started all five guys across the offensive line
Correct.
Every single game.
Correct.
And Brees Hall had another typical Brees Hall year. So those are three good things. And I think if Glenn I don't know. If he gets some of his players, let's hope he's a better coach than what he's shown us. But I don't think to throw him out after 1 year is not prudent. I don't think it's the thing they should be doing.
Yeah, I nothing there speaks to me that the head coach has done any of the things he promised. Like, he hasn't built the culture. He hasn't instilled an identity. He hasn't done any of those things he promised. He completely mismanaged the quarterback situation, which is going to be paramount next year. I just don't trust him. I just don't trust him to be the guy. I really don't. This is an important season coming up, and he hasn't done anything in any of the areas he was designed to be brought in for that make me think, I can't point to one thing and say he's done this well. Not one thing. I can't give you one reason why he should be back other than the idea that, it wouldn't be prudent and typical Jets and the coach deserves more than 1 year. Like, outside of that, it's the same. Like, and next year, they're going to have to figure out a quarterback one way or another. I think they should draft one, and you're right. I was going to say, right now they are sitting number three. For some reason, I thought they were lower on the list. They're sitting number three. I don't know if it changes. They're up 24 points in the strength of schedule over Tennessee. I don't know if anything can change that. But yes, if the Giants win, the Jets lose. They certainly jump the Giants, that's for sure. And I think they would be the second overall pick, which could get them Dante Moore or... it guarantee them, if more comes out, they can guarantee themselves either Moore or Mendoza. So right now, last week, they were rooting for the Giants to lose so that they can make a trade with them, and now they're rooting for the Giants to win, and they could possibly jump up to number two. Kevin in Milford. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Big Mac? How you
What's
doing,
up?
Buddy?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Haven't seen you in a minute.
Really? I've been around. Where have you been?
I listen to you all the time. I love you, bro. I can't wait for the new show.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you very much, Kevin. That's very kind of you.
And just for the record, dude, you don't have to root for the Giants to lose, because when's the last time they beat the Cowboys?
I believe it was Dak Prescott's rookie year of 2016.
That's right. And so it's been a while. And as for Jackson Dart, let's give him a year of playing before we grant him Hall of Fame status.
Well, I don't think anyone's calling him a Hall of Famer. I think he's a promising...
Well, everyone says on your station that he's legitimate. he's going to be
legitimate
in
Hall of Fame are two different things. I think he is. I think he's extremely talented, and I'm looking forward to him legitimizing himself as a. I agree with you. It's not nothing's done. Like he could, he has to show me more before I just consider him the. So, but I don't think I would trade him for anything in the draft, and I honestly don't think I would trade him for Joe Burrow. Which I'm willing to roll with Jackson Dart.
Big Mac.
Yes.
Tell me this. You don't think that he plays a way that's not going to last for a couple of years?
No, I don't, Kevin. I think you've been told that, and
you just
believe
it. The way he takes hits, the way he runs into people, the way he doesn't slide.
It's the same thing. No, yeah, it's the same thing as any other quarterback. Lamar Jackson's been playing for a long time. I mean, I don't think...
And look at Lamar Jackson now.
Yeah, he's banged up right now for 1 year. He's won two MVPs.
No,
but yeah, but not with his injuries or unsustainable play. Like... And you got some nerve saying that as a Cowboy fan talking about Dak Prescott kills every playoff. A little smug there for a Cowboys fan who hasn't done jack squat. No, I don't buy into the narrative that he's some sort of reckless quarterback who's destined to you know, be injured within the next year. No, I don't. I don't. I don't know why no other quarterback is held to the standard he's held to. I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. It feels like every time I know he went to the he's had one concussion. I don't care how many times he went to the tent. People, players go to the tent anytime the eye in the sky deems a big hit. He gets sent to the tent. He's had one concussion. Drake May had one concussion last year. I don't hear the talk around him constantly. Justin Fields had a concussion this year. I don't hear the constant talk about him. J.J. McCarthy, don't hear the constant talk about him. I don't know what he's doing. That for some reason, the concussion, the one concussion that Jackson Dart has got has somehow made him into this quarterback who plays this reckless brand of football. It's not true. He took one big hit on the sideline. He got a concussion because he lost control of his body because he had to go up and get a fumble. The same quarterbacks other quarterbacks get praised for doing the same thing, diving into the end zone and taking on contact. Look at the toughness of J.J. McCarthy. I listened to Chris Collinsworth go on and on about it. But Jackson Dart is some sort of reckless player. And Brian Daboll was a reckless coach who was desperate to save his own ass and put him in harm's way. It's such bullcrap. I don't buy any of it. We've just been told it, and so we'll have to buy it hook, line, and sinker because it's been some sort of narrative around this team and around this quarterback, and I don't know why. John and Cedar Knolls. What's up, John? A couple of places that I've never heard of. Where is Cedar Knolls?
Cedar Knolls, you know where Morristown is?
Yes.
It's right next to Morristown and kind of in between Morristown and Florham Park.
Okay.
It's a little tiny town. But anyway,
you have to take a call from Cedar Knolls.
First time, long time. I've been listening to you for years, and I got to say, out of all the people on this station, I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. You are the most entertaining, and you're the most level-headed. Like, you got people on this station that go from every extreme to the other, and they drive me nuts. But I love listening to you. I feel like we're almost like a kindred spirit. I mean, I'm much older than you, but... You love the music I love. You love the Giants. You love the Yankees. And listen, the Giants, I am so – if you were in my living room this past Sunday, I don't know if we would have been fighting or agreeing, because the very first drive that Jackson Dart went down the field, he called his own number at least twice, maybe three times. I'm not sure. But he definitely called his own number for the sneak to get into the end zone, and he got sandwiched. And I'm going to myself – why is he trying to kill himself to win this freaking game?
Yeah.
Like, am I crazy?
No, look, I get it. He's going to play that way, especially, and like that one going, I'm assuming you're talking about the one going into the end zone where he got kind of hit, you know, going into the end zone, getting a big first down. That's just how he's going to play. And that's how he should play. But in this game against the Cowboys, and I know it's going to kill him, and I hope he understands, we're going to play you the first half, and then you're not going to play in the second half. It happens all the time. You're not the only quarterback. It happens all the time. Dallas doesn't care. If Dak comes off the field, there's no reason why you can't come off the field. You better than Dak? Like, that's just, we're taking precautions. You've been injured. Why put you in harm's way? We have no Andrew Thomas. Let's just, no reason to win this game, man. No reason to win this game. Steve in Manhattan. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Chris. Congratulations on your new gig. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. A couple of things. One, that Dallas Cowboy called, that fan that just called, he's ridiculous. Why do the Giants have to worry about beating the Cowboys? Because Jerry Jones has done this to the Giants a couple of years earlier, where he took all his starters off the field before the game started because he knew it would mess up the Giants' pick. That's exactly what he's doing this Sunday. No ifs, ands, or buts. People want to complain about teams like tanking, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't tank so that your opponent doesn't get the pick he's supposed to get, so you can mess up their picks. So the Cowboys are going to tank this game. They've done it in the past, and they're looking to do it now. The Giants should say to the Cowboys, we can both play the same game. I wouldn't even start, or I'd start him for the first series, and then I would take Zach off the field.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
I mean, I think I think that's reasonable. I want to keep them safe. They did this against Philly last year. There's no reason to go all out to win this game. And if Dak comes off the field, there's no reason why Jackson Dart can't come off the field. There's no reason why Trevor Lawrence has to even be on the field. There's no reason why Burns has to play. There's no reason for any of it. Unless guys are reaching its incentives, where I know that's money and you don't want to do that to a player. But outside of that, no.
Well, actually, one of the Cowboys that are being benched is complaining because it's about money.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, so that just goes to show you the hypocrisy of all this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But on another note, where you were talking about Eli earlier in the show about not getting voted into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Although I agree with everything you said about other people deserving it ahead of him, the problem is the Hall of Fame voting in football has been anti-Giants for decades. Harry Carson, one of the greatest linebackers in football, before LT joined the Giants, and I witnessed his career. Okay? He kept getting voted down, and he finally told the Hall of Fame, take me off the ballot, I'm sick and tired of your games. I've been a 12-year All-Pro linebacker out of 13 seasons, and you're not voting me in, take me off the ballot. Mm-hmm. And that's when the people voting realized they were making a mockery of it. They all thought originally, oh, he's carrying the shoestrings of LT. No, he was
before
LT was on the team.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to give me more than just Harry Carson if you're going to tell me they have some sort of bias against the Giants. I know there's some reporting they have bias against Eli. You know, that they're looking more at the record of 117-117 and no MVPs and not taking enough into consideration of the Super Bowls and the Super Bowl runs. And, you know, the pass rush is what beat the Patriots and not Eli Manning, which is a dumb narrative and not accurate. It was very important. Don't get me wrong. It was as important as anything else. I'll give you that. The defensive pass rush, nothing was more important than that in winning those particular games. But there's more than just that game on the way to a championship. And Eli Manning was great in the games and made the big plays, avoided the pass rush, threw the ball to David Tyree, made that pass to Manningham. Like, you can't just dismiss those things. It's crazy. Ryan in Tarrytown. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Chris. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
I think
we found your voice for the New Year when you told that Cowboy fan what Dallas and Dak done. Jack squat. I loved it. That's what I want for my Giant fan. Great line. So, yeah. But I think we're too far in the weeds as a football fans. I mean, I'm a Giants fan. I'll watch the Jets, but it's been a decade. I'm worried about, like, Tennessee, like, tying, you know? What happened to the playoff pictures? I know I don't have much, you know, umph in the call, but this is getting kind of fatiguing. Don't you think so?
Fatiguing as far as what? You know, being a Giants fan or a Jets fan and looking at these games and thinking about how it impacts them in the draft instead of the playoffs?
10 years now. 10 years. Tank and all this stuff.
Yes.
It's awful. It's awful, my man.
No, I'm with you, but we can't. That's the whole point. I want to tank because I'm tired of this losing. I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. Like we can't continue to do this. They've been awful, and again, it's not like they've been successful. It's not like, oh, you keep talking about tanking and it never works. They don't do it. They don't do it right. They could, like, Drake May could be the quarterback of this team right now. And I like Jackson Dart. Love Jackson Dart. Extremely excited about the future with Jackson Dart. Drake May might win the MVP. Like, I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be an MVP quarterback. We're talking about Eli Manning. He never came close to winning the MVP. I'd sign for Eli Manning. Give me a couple of Super Bowls on a couple of Super Bowl runs. I don't necessarily need the MVP. I just need a franchise quarterback. But, like, they could have Drake May. He's going to win the MVP. They could have had Daniels. He took him to an NFC Championship game and won in his first year. But no, Tommy DeVito had to go out and beat the Green Bay Packers. Great. Great. What a rousing victory that was. Giant fans will talk forever about the night Tommy DeVito beat the Green Bay Packers. Couldn't even tell me what happened in that game. Let's be honest. Come on now. And instead, they could have had Drake May. The Giants tried desperately to move up and get Drake May. So, look, I'm tired of it. We're all tired of it. We're tired of the losing. We're hoping the new year brings us something different because, I mean, it's just been a disaster. And it's not just the Giants and the Jets. I mean, look, the Mets just had a miserable year. The Yankees haven't won since 2009. We haven't had a championship since 2011 with the New York Giants in the four major sports. Something needs to be cleansed. Don't tell that to Carton. He'll come up with some crazy idea. I'll be dumping milk all over myself in a baby pool. That's the last thing I mean. shouldn't even said it. Brought it into the air. Remember when Evan dumped milk all over himself? Good God. For the Islanders in the Eastern Conference Finals, Mikey. Craziness. Craziness will ensue. But, yeah, no, look, I'm tired of having this conversation. I am. And I suppose we'll have some of it again Friday morning when I do my final overnight before the Giants play this Sunday and before the Jets and before we end this season and we find out whether or not Aaron Glenn is back, we find out whether or not Joe Shane is back, we find out who's going to be the coach of these franchises moving forward, who's going to lead them out of the abyss, where we land on the draft. Like, well, hopefully we'll be over it. But every year, and I thought, you know, it's funny too, because I went into the season saying, they have Jackson Dart, they drafted a quarterback in the first round. At least I won't have to talk about tanking. And here we are. Here we are. Talking about tanking. I really didn't think we'd get here. But they give us no choice, man. They give us no choice. It has been an absolute disaster. Let me tell you one more time that we're coming from live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So I still will be with you a couple more times before we start on Monday the 5th. I got you for the Friday morning overnight. I'll be with you again Saturday, as we usually are. Last week, I took some time off to go to Mohegan Sun and have someone talk my ear off. I told you that on the morning show. Never engage anybody sitting alone in a fancy restaurant because they're either don't want to talk to you or are dying to talk to you. And either way, you don't need it. I also have a leak in my house, but we can't find the leak. That's always fun. But hey, I'll be with you on Friday, and I'll be with you on Saturday. And enjoy your evening. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Call for an Uber. Take care of yourself. Enjoy it. Remember it in the morning. Enjoy it. Enjoy it with your family. Have a good, healthy, safe New Year's, everybody. Nico on the other side, you do the same, you wild, crazy kid, you. So everybody, enjoy yourself. Have a great New Year. We'll talk again on Friday morning. Hopefully the Giants and Jets do what they need to do this weekend and we can all enjoy it. We got college games coming. I just see right now that Texas is spanking Michigan. We got Miami tonight. We'll have more of the national championship games and we'll get to watch these quarterbacks. But everybody, enjoy yourself. Be safe. Be happy. Happy New Year, everybody. Ricky Ricardo is up next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.